Ramel here, along with Dee Dee Schomer. We're at the Shadows Dance Team Competition. It's the 9th annual Invitational for Shadows Dance. And Dee Dee, we just got done with the jazz competition, varsity and JV, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was a great way to, you know, kick off the night. The gym is full. People are here for dance, and boy, did they deliver for jazz. It was a great start.
Yeah, we have, I think, 9 teams here competing tonight. Now they're going to take about a 30-minute break, and they're going to start high kick competition. So we're going to do some interviews here now in the next 30 minutes or so. I should mention the Valley Dance District and Appleton and Just for Kicks in Dawson. They're going to be the little girls are going to be performing now, and you'll hear some music in the background. But let's start out talking La Caprara Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows with Coach Leah Schomer. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
Big day here at La Caprara Valley, huh?
Yes, it's our home meet, so it's a lot of fun for the girls and to get the community out here to watch what we do.
That's right. I should mention for our listeners, this is mother daughter here with their headsets on, talking radio. So, Dee Dee, you got to be really proud of Leah.
I am extremely proud of her. You know, like I said earlier, she competed just like these young ladies, and, you know, now she's back in the area, and she's coaching and doing what she loves. So that's awesome to see her, you know, shine in a different light.
Aaliyah, you're a shadow for how many years?
All the way up through senior year, so all the way through high school.
And how many state championships you got under your belt?
I have 2 for jazz and 2 for kick.
Yeah. And what was that experience like for you?
Something that's very unforgettable. It was great. I mean, the medals are very awesome, but honestly, the memories we make as a team is something that I'll never forget and always cherish to be a part of it. And now I get to come back and coach and watch the girls make memories. So it's an all-around experience, and I really enjoy it.
That's right. Now, you're coaching now. How many years have you been coach? First, second?
Yes, this is my second year.
Okay. And so what do you coach?
I coach the jazz team, and I assist with the varsity kicks.
Okay. So we just saw the varsity jazz. Talk about the routine, how you came about doing the routine and the music and the costumes and everything.
I actually heard this song from watching the several hundred dance videos that I watch. So I found this.
Mom
watches a lot of dance videos too. And so I heard this song and I really felt that it was something different that we've never done and I've never heard from anyone. So I felt like it would be something different coming from our shadows, and I feel like it was a good challenge for the girls. And to put the routine together this year, it's been really exciting and difficult also. It's our first kind of contemporary routine we've done in a while, so it's different choreography for the girls, but a lot of them are involved in Valley and different things like support our contemporary routine this year, so it's a lot of fun, and the girls are doing excellent with it. So
I love the performance. That's the first time I've seen it.
I honestly, when I've seen it, like, I actually tear up. I mean, there's a lot of emotion that comes out from the floor. I mean, their facials and just the skills and elements that they're doing, they really showcase it extremely well. And like you said, Aaliyah, how you choreographed that, you know, it just makes them utilize, you know, their skills that they've used at Valley Dance, you know, probably a little bit deeper than we have had in the past. So it's good that you've challenged them, too. They grow as a dancer when you kind of change it up.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see them excel at this year, and I've really enjoyed seeing them come from that emotional side this year. So it shows when they perform. So it's a great. We've had a great start to our season, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
So do you change, make it more difficult in jazz? Like, you want to make it more difficult in high kick? You do the same in jazz?
Yes, we definitely do. Over Christmas break, we've made a couple different changes, but just little minor things. The structure of our routine, I feel, is very strong this year, so just a little choreography tweaking has made our routine better, I feel, and I hope that shows tonight.
All right, I'm sure it did. You want to talk just about some of your girls on the jazz? You want to shout out some names, of course?
Yes, so we have 2 seniors this year on jazz. We have Addie Tufto and Hannah Oy. And then for juniors, we have Morgan Anderson, Molly Halverson, and Micaiah Poos. And then for sophomores, we have Chloe Glegge, Harper Grunholz, Paisley Martinson and Shayla Meyer. And then for ninth grade, we have Chloe Kranz and Delissa. And then for eighth grade, we have Bella Martinson. And then our seventh grader is Aubrey Holm. And we have jazz managers Reese Oxendorf and Zoe Cruz.
Now, Reese Oxendorf, she's amazing.
Yes.
I saw the last clip, you and Carly sitting?
Yes.
And the guess what girl behind you was saying their name.
Yes, it was way more difficult than we thought it was going to be, you know, but the girls... We're really good sports about it, so.
Yeah, that was really cool, and Reese does a great job with social media there.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in Minnesota, this according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Welcome back. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. We're visiting with Aaliyah Schomer, Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows coach, and we're just talking about the Jazz here, Aaliyah.
Yes.
And how fun it is.
Yes, I really do enjoy coaching these girls. It's a whole different experience than being a part of the, than being on the team as a dancer, and I've really enjoyed this side of things, and the girls have done really well with our routine this year, and they keep growing, and it's really fun to watch, so I'm excited to see where this season takes us.
Talk a little bit.
Yeah, so we have five seniors this year. We have Addie Dahl, Reese Johnson, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, and Addie Tufto. These girls have really been such a strong suit to our team, and we've really enjoyed having them a part of it, and they will really be missed next year. And this year we've chose to do a little bit of a different style for kick. We have more of a hip-hoppy, kind of a darker, intense theme compared to our fun, cheerful routines in the past, so it's been a little bit of a different route this year, but the girls have killed it all year, and it's been really fun to watch them execute this different style of a kick routine, and it's been a tough go, I think, for both jazz and high kick, as it's competition closes in closer and closer every year, which is honestly fun to watch, to see every school's dance program grow. And seeing all these successful dancers on every team, it's really fun to watch. But, you know, that makes it more difficult as we keep competing. So, but we, you know, can only do what we can do, and we put out our best routines, and the girls have done very well with them this year. So we're excited to see where kick and jazz go.
Okay, that sounds great. Any questions there, Dee Dee, or any comments?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing the rest of the dance season, you know, come together, you know.
Yep.
In January, you guys have some pretty steep competitions you're going to with a lot of the big hitters, you know. You know, next weekend there's 14 teams going to be at that dance competition, and that's a full day of dance, but that's going to give some really good results, you know. So it's good that, you know, you can stack up against, you know, everybody too. Yeah.
So what do you like, Aaliyah, about coaching? Coaching different than being on the team? A little more stress as a coach or not?
Definitely way more stressful as a coach than it ever was as a dancer. As a dancer, you're the one that's in control of how the routine goes, whereas a coach, you just sit there and pray that they execute it the way that you know that they can and the way you see them do it at practice every week. So it's way more stressful sitting on this side of things, but I think it's more enjoyable as a coach to watch those girls. You know, if they put in and day out, and you coach them, you get them to where they need to be, and to watch them execute it at the competition and then see them enjoy themselves is really fun to watch and a great experience.
Okay, really good, Aaliyah. Well, thanks for coming up and taking time with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Paul.
If you see Carly, have her come up afterwards if she can.
Okay.
After the award ceremony, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll take a break here. We're going to talk with the Holly coaches and former Shadows in about a minute here, so we'll turn it back to the studios to you, Phil.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Guys.
I know, I saw that.
All right, we're back here at the Lacaparral Valley for the ninth annual Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Competition. Valley Dance District and Just for Kicks in Dawson and Valley Dance District in Appleton. They're performing now as we have a break between jazz and high kick. And we visit with Aaliyah Schomer, one of the shadow coaches. Now we're going to talk with Holly Nugget coaches and former Shadows Grace Johnson and Hannah Johnson join me. Hey, girls. Nice to see you again.
Hello, Paul.
Is it exciting to be back home?
It is. We're really lucky we got to come down here and do this. The girls are really excited, too, and it's fun to bring them here and kind of show them Grace's background and where I used to coach as well.
Yeah. How far is it from Holly to Lacaparral?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. So you came down early today probably, huh?
Yeah, we got out of school at 12:45. The girls weren't mad about it.
So, Holly, Hannah, what are you doing up in Holland?
So I teach fourth grade there now. I live in Dilworth, but drive, it's like 20 minutes. Great. Yeah, teach fourth grade there and then co-head coach of the dance team.
Okay. And for our listeners so that don't know, you were on the...
Yep. I used to be the assistant coach for the Shadows. I did it for about 7 years. So, it's really special to me. It's special to be here in this gym, too, and just the memories come flooding back and all the people we see and hugs and, you know, kind of the reunions tonight. So it's definitely special being here.
All right. And Grace, tell our listeners, I mean, we know Grace. Grace helps me broadcast state dance every... last couple of years, anyway.
Yep.
Grace, a former Shadow. How many state titles you got under your belt, there, Grace?
I got 6 state championships.
Just 6.
Yeah.
I think Aaliyah said you had 4, so you got Aaliyah there.
Yep.
So what's it like? Now, what are you doing, Grace?
I'm still up in Fargo. I go to NDSU, and then I drive out to Holly about 2 to 3 times a week for practice, and then going to all the competitions as well. So this is my 3rd year coaching them, and it's been a dream. It's so fun.
3rd year coaching already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And it's fun. Like, I used to coach her here, and now we coach together. So that's been really special, too.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your team.
Yeah.
Now I know it's the Holly Nuggets, and I was wondering, do you have a dance name? Like, we got the Shadows, we're not the Eagles or the Blackjacks.
No, we do not co-op with any teams. They used to, many years ago, co-op with Lake Park Ottoman, and they were the Mystics. But they dropped that long before we came, their head coach. So they now are just the Holly Dance Team.
Okay.
We're known as the Nuggets, like that's our logo, you know, our emblem, like the Eagles here.
Yep.
But nope, they are just the Holly Dance Team, HDT.
Okay. And Grace, you went to state?
Yep. 2 years, yeah.
Now, was that one of the first times the dance team has gone to state? Or
they went
from
in
Holly?
2007, they went in jazz, and that was it. And then 2 years ago, we made it in both, and last year, we made it in both.
Wow.
So, yeah, exciting. We're Section 4A.
Okay.
So yep.
You guys are doing great things up there.
Yeah, we're loving it. They're a great group of kids, good community.
Did you take some of the stuff you learned as a Shadow up there with you as far as practices and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just such a great culture that Lacaparral has that I grew up, you know, learning, and Hannah and my mom taught me as a dancer, and now I think it's just appropriate to teach our girls the same exact thing because it was such a strong program, and we want that for our girls, and we've been
5:30 a.m. practices?
Yeah. Every week, every Wednesday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, every Wednesday morning.
I remember you were at 5:30 practice. You're still doing that.
Yeah, and we have girls who live far. We have, you know, the Lakes Country up there, too. So we have girls who live all the way, you know, half hour away, kind of like here. And they'll drive, or people out by Euland Hitterdahl or Lake Park Ottoman, they drive from far. We have girls in Glendon, but go to Holly, not Dilworth. So, it's nice. They're committed. They're, like I said, a great group of girls, great community. It really works.
All right, Grace, tell us what you're coaching and talk about your routines then.
Yeah, so for this year, we are doing, for jazz, we're dancing to The Man by Taylor Swift. We have really fun decked out in rhinestone uniforms. It's been a lot of fun to choreograph and work with the girls on, and they're definitely starting to get into it, so it's really fun.
Cool. And how about you, Hannah?
Yeah, and so then the other one is our high kick, and that we kind of went with this whole navy blue theme this year, which has kind of been really fun. And kids, we have 18 girls dancing, and we start walking is what we call it. It's a little nod. Very upbeat, very kind of like in your face, just fun, and the girls are really rising to the challenge. So definitely the best routine for both jazz and kick they've ever had to do.
Okay. Yeah. So how many girls you got on
kick? 18, and then jazz 11.
How many do you have on kick on the floor?
I believe 2. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then jazz 18.
That would stretch it from one end of the court to the other, then.
Yeah. And I tell you, sometimes in LAC, like, we pushed when I used to be here years ago, too. I mean, and especially those AAA schools up in the cities, they push it. They get up there to 28s and 30s, and you definitely see that at state, how far they extend on that that Timberwolves floor.
That's right. All right. So what's your schedule?
Sure.
Coming up?
Yeah, so next week we are in St. Cloud Cathedral.
Shadows are there, too.
Yeah, yep, and then this coming Thursday before Saturday, we have our jazz conference at Crosby Ironton, and then after that, it's all the following is all in Holly. We're hosting conference finals, our home meet, and then we're hosting Session 4A this year. We are doing the host of it,
We're the new host. Our principal and AD really wanted that. We didn't even know, and then it went through, and they were really excited to have that, and we, it's going to be awesome that it's in Holly, so we're the new host.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, around 8:30 tonight will be the award ceremony, and so you'll see where you're at with the silhouettes and the shadows and some good competition here tonight.
That's the other good thing, and our athletic director is super supportive of dance, and it was us to just get down here and see these teams that we don't normally see besides Cathedral, and she really supported us in coming down here and, you know, making the trip, even though it's 2.5 hours.
Right.
They were super supportive, and we really appreciate that, and the girls are really excited to go somewhere new and try and see new teams.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, they got the Valley Dance District girls out there on the floor. There's a lot of, this is the feeder program.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
And, well, and this one, too, they have the Just for Kicks program.
From Dawson.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, you have two really big feeder programs. The other, we have a Just for Kicks program that the other co-head coach of the Holly Dance team, she runs that. But to have two, like, Black Ball Valley Dawson Boy does, this is huge. I mean, dance is alive and well in this area, so.
You were in Valley Dance, weren't you, for many years?
Yes,
You were able to walk, I think.
Yeah.
Grace?
Yep, I started studio over in Monty at Dance Haven, and then once that closed, I went over to Valley Dance District. Before it was Valley, it was Rising Star with Whitney Massey, and yeah, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, you learn a lot. It's a lot different than high school, but, I mean, you learn a lot of things.
And when you're little like that, the feeder program, the results are what you see with the shadows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
The state championship.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. They have really phenomenal teachers who are teaching in both these programs.
All right. Well, I appreciate you two coming up. It's been fun seeing you again. What's it like being back at Lac Apollo?
It's awesome. It is. Just seeing the people, like I said, the hugs and the memories and, like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen you in years. And it's just really great. So we're very, very happy to be here.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming up. And, well, hopefully we'll see you at state, huh?
Yes. That's the dream that we're hoping is that we make it. So Taz and Kick from 4A go. So we're really hopeful.
All right. And we'll talk to you at state, too.
Yes. That would be awesome.
Thank you, Paul.
Awesome.
Right, just
hang on
for a second here. And all right, welcome back to Lac Apollo Valley. Paul Ramel, D.D. Schomer here. with the Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Dance Competition, the ninth competition going on. The gym is absolutely packed, Dee Dee.
Well, yes, it was a full house. You know, we've got the dance competition itself, and then, like we were talking earlier, we have the theater programs, which is, you know, just for kicks, and Valley Dance District, and so it's a full night of dance with those community programs, you know, joining in the fun. So a lot of fun to see the little people do their thing, too, along with, you know, the high school athletes. So.
There's a lot of little people out there.
There is. You know, I was just talking to Hannah. You know, she was up doing an interview here, and she's like, you guys are so lucky as a community. You know, they're trying to get that going up north, and she said it's totally thriving down here, and you know, for that, because parents, you know, they make it all happen too. So it's fun to see a full house with everybody with a passion for dance.
All right, well, we're still on a break here. We're between jazz competition and high kick competition. High kick will start here shortly. Talk about the order of the JV high kick first, or
yeah,
varsity?
Yep.
Okay,
so they're going to start out with JV high kick, you know, get the energy up a little bit here. And YME, Montevideo, Bold, and Canby, and then the judges will switch side, and we'll go to Holly and close out with our Shadows. And then they'll switch over to Varsity and start with McRae, Lakeview, our very own Shadows, and then Holly will close out that side, and then it'll switch sides to YME, Bold, Monty. They are not here. Their varsity is not here. They brought their JV, but they made some changes at Christmas, and they're just not quite ready to put that out there. And then Worthington and Canby will close it out, and then we'll have awards, and I believe we're going to be back to do awards and see how this thing shakes up, you know?
Yeah, we're running about 10 minutes behind schedule right now, so what, awards maybe around 8:45 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking a little bit. The judges are really kind of taking their time in between dances here, so I don't know. Sometimes, you know, that can delay it a few minutes, too, when relating their own. But, yeah, it's still moving along pretty quickly here. And I think, you know, the dancers are going to be ready to see who wins the cupcakes. Who I did ask Aaliyah, you know, who had the joy of doing the, instead of trophies, they do cupcakes. And Jubilee finished those.
Jubilee and Madison?
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that. We might have to go down there and steal one.
I know. Do you think they'll notice? You
know,
they get pretty protective of them. I know, like I said, instead of doing trophies, they started doing cupcakes years ago.
They eat them on the way home on the bus.
Well, they celebrate it, you know, on Monday as a team.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
They even include Stan the bus driver. So that's kind of fun.
All right. Well, Dee Dee, well, we'll wrap things up here in this segment, and we'll be back on, I'm guessing, around 8:30, 8:45. With some more interviews, and then we'll have the awards, and we'll find out who gets first, second, and third in both jazz and high kick, both JV and varsity, and that'll be a fun time.
Yes, it will. I'm looking forward to seeing the scores and seeing how things, you know, pan out for tonight, and well, then you go back to work on Monday and see what you need to change, like we were talking about, and Aaliyah kind of shared some of that insight, you know, of what the coaches do with the results. So
okay. All right, with that, Phil, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, and we'll be on, I'm guessing, 8:30, 8:45 with the awards ceremony out here at Lacrosse Valley. And we'll turn it back to you, Phil.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacrosse Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Lacapara Valley High School. Paul Ramo along with Dee Dee Schomer. The Invitational is wrapping up here. We've been on the air since 4:30 this afternoon, on and off with some interviews and results. We're going to get results now, Dee Dee.
Yes, we are. So
excited. Are you excited? Who's going to place first?
I am excited. You know, I did have to watch YME from the back for kick, so that's a different perspective. But I do think Lacapara Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows are going to come out on top in jazz and kick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hopeful of that result. Our kick was on fire tonight.
Yeah,
like, oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal.
Well, the teams, there's about nine teams here. The stands are full here at Lacapara Valley, and the jazz was completed earlier. They just completed high kick. The judges are actually from the metro area, I believe.
Yep.
There's five of them, and they've tabulated their scores, and we're about ready to find out who got third, second, and first, and what do they get for a trophy? They don't get a trophy, do they?
No, they don't. They actually get cupcakes. That's their trophy. So, you know, everybody likes to eat, right?
Yep.
And we'll just stay in the holiday mode of eating. I think the girls like that a lot better than a trophy. So everybody gets to share in that reward.
All right. I guess they're going to give JV awards. John Wager is the PA announcer. He's done a fabulous job. And Sean Franson has also done a nice job with the sound tonight, haven't they?
Yeah. Yep, they've done a terrific job.
All right. Well, I'm just, as we're waiting here, we're about to get going here. I wrote some notes down. I really liked Worthington's high kick routine. They didn't have very many girls out there, but their uniforms were blue on one side and black on the back.
Yep.
And that was very visually nice.
It also can be a little bit of a challenge, too, because if somebody isn't turning or, the visual, you can see it. So you got to really be very careful with your choreography when you do that. But it can also work out to your advantage.
Cammy Mendiota's high kick team, or JV, I mean, JV high kick and varsity did very well.
I thought so, too. They did a really good job. And they had one leg, one was black, and then the other one was green. So short. Black and then
Highway to No Zone or something like that. It was hard rock stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really good.
They executed it very well.
Yep.
And their kicks. I mean, their kicks were, definitely stepping it up.
Well, it's quite the scene here at Lacapara Valley. All the teams are on the gym floor in their different school colors, and it's just going to be a fun time here. Everyone's waiting the awards. They're going to award a third place, a second place, and a first place. And this is actually the ninth time that Lacapara Valley Dawson Boyd has an invitational. And some of the top teams are here in the state.
Yeah. Yep. We've got, our very own Lacapara Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. You know, we've been state contenders. YME, they're always in the hunt. They always push us, And Polly, they did a phenomenal job tonight as well. So they're coming from, up north. So fun to see.
Two and a half hour drive, Grace.
Yeah. I think Hannah actually told me they had to get, permission to come out of the, or I don't know what it was.
Get out of school?
Or something. Maybe that was what it was. But I think it's super fun for them to be back, because Hannah, Grace danced here, for the home team. So I think for them it's kind of a great reminisce and get to see everybody and those kind of things. So, yeah.
And I got to give a hats off to Activities Director Zach Stelter, Lisa Johnson, the former shadow coach. They're kind of ordering the whole thing, they've done a phenomenal job.
Yep, keeping something like this going, and all the parents, the concessions, all of that. It takes a bunch of people to pull this event off. A lot of towns and communities are represented here tonight, so it's a full house.
And I asked Zach how the concessions are doing, and they're doing fabulous, they said. So.
Yep, well, the tacos, they ran out.
I
went to go get one, and I had to go to Plan B.
And they have a...
They ran out.
Okay. Well, that was a fundraiser for the Shadows dance team, then.
Very good.
After tonight, what's the next competition for the Shadows?
The next competition for them is next weekend at up in St. Cloud. They are going to St. Cloud Cathedral, and that is a very, very large and very, I would say, comparison to kind of like your state lineup. You've got a lot of your big hitters up there again. I mean, you're going to get Holding will be there, and they're the reigning champ. Crosby Ironton, you know, they made it to the final six last year. New London Spicer, they made it to the final six last year.
And they're coached by the
Offutt sisters.
Former Shadows.
Yep. So Bagley's going to be up there, you know. Yep. So it's
like a mini state tournament then.
Well, we kind of call it that. Not everybody goes to the same competitions,
right.
You know, so I think then the very next weekend is YME, and you can choose where you want to go, but like I think Cannon Falls is going to be up there too, at St. Cloud Cathedral, so that's going to be a full packed dance, you know, because you have, think of tonight and the time it took to do the 9.
Yep.
Well, next weekend is 15.
Oh, wow.
You know, or 14, and you know, that's all day long,
right.
You know, as well. So
let's talk a little bit about the history of state appearances for Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boy and the Yellow Medicine East and Montevideo, all in the same section. I'm just going to throw these up numbers out. In the history of YME, Jazz appearances, they have 26 Jazz appearances, six-time state champions. YME State High Kick, 25 state appearances. Last year was 26, excuse me, for High Kick for YME. One state championship, 9 second places, 8 third places. Montevideo, 20, High Kick, 21 state appearances for Montevideo. They were very good early on when dance first started. And, of course, the Shadows, 10, 21 last year, 3 state championships. Jazz, they have 3 state championships in Jazz. So.
Yeah. Tough field out there.
Yep.
It is. And, you know, our section that we talked about is that's tough just to get out of our section, you know. Now all we're right. Doing roll call, make sure everybody's out on the floor.
Yeah, they got all the colorful with their school uniforms on. And if you can picture Lac Qui Valley Gymnasium, it's full in here. A lot of people here tonight from all over. I really enjoyed the bowl.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lac Qui Valley sports and activities.
All right, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We're back. The awards are being presented. What do we got, Dee?
So in third place for JB Jazz was Montevideo. In second place was YME. And in first place was our very own Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, now Varsity.
This is Varsity now in Jazz, winners. Third place.
Holly
Nugget. Varsity Jazz, third place.
I'm trying to get the rank there.
Oh, they've given the rank numbers?
Mm-hmm.
I think. YME Sting. Now, this is Varsity, right?
Yep.
Okay. Second place for the Silhouettes, excuse me. I called them the Sting. Shame on me. All right.
And that's across the board. When you get a rank of 3, that means...
Perfect.
Perfect. Every single judge had them in first.
The Shadows, first place. And their host tournament. Congratulations. Now what are we going to do?
Now
JB High
JB Kick.
Kick. Yellow Medicine East, third place in JB Kick. JB Kick, first place. Here's second place. Montevideo Gold Dusters. Right? Second place?
Yep.
In Jazz. JB Kick. JB Kick. Lock the ball, Valley. JB High Kick, first place. And what was the ranking point, D?
3. So once again, everybody had them in first.
Boy, the judges must have liked what they saw.
Well, that's an old.
John Wager's throwing through these things quick. Here's High Kick Varsity. Third place, Holly Nuggets in High Kick Varsity. What was that rank?
9.
9, okay. Now second place, High Kick Varsity.
In second place, the ranking
point
total of 6, the Wildest Yellow Medicine East
Silhouette. The Yellow Medicine East Silhouette, second place. In High Kick, and now first place Varsity. Who's it going to be? Here we go.
I have a really good feeling about this.
Yeah. Another rank of 3D.
Yep. So there was no ties. There was no one judge thought differently than the other. You know, they had 5 here, so you take the, you know, a high and a low out, and you're left with 3, right?
Yep.
So to get 3, that means those 3 left have to have the same agreement of they deserve first place. But, you know, it went 3, 6, 9. So across the board in Varsity Kick, I mean, they agreed, Miami and Macaparo Valley. So we'll see where the overall points kind of line up with that, but good for them on their home floor here to start the new year off like that, and for YME and for Holly to come on down here and do super well with that. And, you know, it's just, it's really fun to see them, you know, enjoy a Friday like this. So
now the picture taking begins on the gym floor. All teams are together. Holly's getting their picture. They got a 2.5 bus ride home.
They do?
I hope they came in a coach. It's cold out there. So I think we're going to do an interview here shortly, but let's go through some of the results again. I'll let you do that, Dee.
Okay. So we're going to start with our JV, Jazz. It was Monty in third. Second was YME, and your Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows took home first. In JV Kick, third went to YME. Second went to Montevideo, and first went to Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. For Varsity in Jazz, Holly in third, and YME in second, and Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows in first. For High Kick, Holly came home in third, second was YME, and first was our very own Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. So clean sweep, we like to call that a clean sweep. What that means is Jazz, you know, or JV and Varsity went home first place, and also with a rank of 3 across the board. You can't hope for better scores than that. You know, that means that was the best.
The best you can do.
Yeah, for JV and for Varsity. You know, I've heard so many things about our Just for Kicks and our Valley Dan, how, like, the feeder program that is to have successful, you know, older programs.
Yep.
So that's been kind of neat to hear people talk about that. So.
Okay. So I think we're going to do some interviews here. We're going to do some interviews here with some of the Shadows. I think Shauna Verlin might be coming up from Canby, Minnesota. And we'll talk about that. They did not place, but I'm sure they're up in the top there. Because, you know, they're getting better.
Well, and we were trying to grab Julie, too. Julie Janish
from
YME, and hear from that program.
Yep. So I tell you what, let's take a couple-minute break here, hear from our fine sports booth, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with some interviews.
Well, we're back at the high school, and we have 2 very happy coaches. We've got our very own Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer. Tell us how you're feeling right now.
We are feeling pretty excited for the girls. They went out there, did what they came to do, and were rewarded for it. So we're so proud of them.
You guys have a lot of cupcake feed on Monday.
Sure do. They love eating their reward, and there will not be one crumb left. That's for sure.
No. It was a great way to start out the new year. Coming back off of Christmas break, we made a couple changes and really have been working hard on getting our routines ready to rock in 2025. So it was a great start to our season, and we're super excited to see where the season goes from here. We had a chance to talk to Aaliyah about how Jazz performed, but Carly, let's talk about Kick.
Yes.
Was that like Slay or what?
Yes, yes. We unfortunately had a dancer home sick, so we had to dance a hole, but they were able to adjust very well out there. We just have a quick 5-minute mark time to kind of figure that stuff out, and then they go out and perform, and so I'm very proud of them for really just kind of figuring it out on the floor and doing their best.
So you gave them 5 minutes to say, hey, we're just going to pretend like that person doesn't really belong in this spot, and they just kind of said, okay, sure, we'll just figure that out. And you're absolutely right. You could not see where the hole is. And
perfect.
Sometimes
that's
you
our goal.
they did what they came to do, which was to kick off the new year right. And where are you guys headed next weekend? We've been talking a little bit about it, so why don't you guys go into a little more detail?
Yeah, so JB Jazz and JB Kick will be performing at the Montevideo Invitational on Friday, and then Varsity Jazz and Kick will travel to St. Cloud Cathedral, and that's going to be kind of like a mini state. All the teams that we saw at state last year are going to be there, and so it will give us a good place kind of where we're at in the season and see if we need to make any last-minute changes to kind of tweak our routines. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a great challenge to get us rolling for the rest of the season, like Carly said, and see where we need to improve and what we need to work on for the rest of the season to hopefully advance from our out of our section. So we're super excited to meet up with those teams at Cathedral and see how our girls do. So do you prepare any different for a bigger competition like that?
No, we'll go back now and watch film, you know, our recording from tonight, and just kind of see, you know, what areas we can clean up a little bit more on. But yeah, we just kind of keep trucking forward. So,
well, they looked awesome tonight. Paul asked where I thought they would come out, and I was right on that. And you know, to get the three, we kind of explained that a little bit. Did that kind of come to you guys as a
mess? It's been a long time since we've gotten a rank point of three. You know, it's been so close. We've got such great competition, and so it's been really fun to just kind of know that we really worked hard over Christmas break, and yeah, we were able to come out with a three rank, so we're really proud of that.
Yes, it's been a long time. So, well, I think, you know, we were going to have a couple others come up and maybe interview. And so, yeah, and one thing that you guys did special tonight was recognize some seniors. So can you give us a little shout-out to those seniors?
Yes, we have Addie Dahl, Reese Johnson, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, and Addie Testo are five wonderful seniors this year. They have been such great leaders for this team, and so motivational and so positive. And so we're definitely going to enjoy the last, you know, couple weeks we have with them. And, yeah, we will definitely miss them next year.
Now, you kind of did introduce them a little bit with their nicknames.
Yeah.
Now, now, if they get in trouble or something, do you call them their real name or do they always say their nickname?
Honestly, it's so hard to call them by their real name because we strictly only call them by their nickname, specifically because we have Addie, and Reese. And so it's just easier to call them by their nickname. And they respond very well to their nickname. So
we were also talking a little earlier about you and Aaliyah had to try to recognize their voices.
Yes.
Now, did you find that easy or a little bit of a challenge?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much more difficult. I recommend you guys trying that with family members because it is not easy. And so
no.
I'm glad we kind of had the same playing field because we were worried one would, you know them better than the other. And so it was just a really fun, like, team bonding moment that we got to share with the girls. So
yeah. And that's important to do, you know. And like you guys had a Christmas party, too, over Christmas break. So explain a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah. And so the girls have what they call secret sisters. And so they draw names at the beginning of the year, and they have to get that sister a secret the whole year, and they kind of give inspirational notes and little gifts throughout the year, so they got to open up their Christmas present from them. They don't know who it is quite yet until the night of sections is when they reveal their secret sister, and so that's always fun to see. And then each of us coaches came up with a fun little game, and so we got to do some fun team bonding games for the Christmas party and eat food and just laugh, so it was a lot of fun.
They work hard, but they play hard too.
They do. That's just as important. So
that's cool. That's neat that you guys do that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to try to grab a couple other people to kind of come up here.
We'll go hunt down some seniors.
Congratulations, Carly.
Thank you,
that's
Paul.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You did a great job saluting the seniors.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Thank you.
You know, and,
kind of a bittersweet.
Yes.
John Wager and Sean Franson did a super job tonight, too, didn't they?
Yes. It was good. It was a good night. It's always kind of stressful, you know, coming into it, but...
But a rank of three, so the judges, that's perfect score, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, essentially, they dropped the high and the low, so someone could have ranked us lower, but they dropped that. And so, we'll go back and look through the scores.
Okay.
But, yeah, once they dropped the high and the low, then we got that rank of three. So, yeah,
good.
We're so excited about that. So.
Good. All right. Thanks, Carly, for coming up, and I think we're going to talk to a senior here pretty soon.
Yep. Perfect.
Thank you.
Them making their way over here. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Carly.
Thank you so much.
Carly Wager, head coach of the Lockerbie Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team, taking first place tonight in the high kick and jazz. And so we've got a couple seniors here. Hannah Oy and Reese Oxendorf, right?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, girls.
Thank you.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First place. All right, Reese, talk about everything go okay for you tonight,
mm-hmm.
then?
Yeah, it was a good competition. It was a good weeks of Christmas break, and it was good to just really dial in on the routine and really get, like, nitpick it. So it was fun to show that off today.
Yeah. How about you, Hannah? Were you happy with your performance?
Yeah.
Now, both of you, you're in jazz and mm-hmm. high kick, Hannah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're high kick, right?
Yep.
Okay. Talk about, mm-hmm. were you happy with both of your performances as
a
team?
I thought that they went really well. I was very happy with both. After our long Christmas break practices, we've been working really hard over Christmas break, and to finally be able to go out and perform it on the floor was really...
Score three. You can't get much better than that, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they recognize the senior, so this might be your last time on the Lockerbie 4, or you probably had during the basketball game or something, but as far as the competition goes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
It's crazy that it all went by so fast, and it's all coming to an end pretty soon.
Yeah. It goes by fast, doesn't it, Reese?
Yes, it does. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, Hannah, what are you going to be doing that you said?
Next year, I'm going to go to SDSU to major in exercise science and hopes to become a physical therapist.
Okay. How about you, Reese?
I'm going to Utah Tech University to major in digital media.
You are the most amazing social media person. I love your stuff as you do with the shadows. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So you got to go out to Utah for that, huh?
Yes.
All right. You make a great digital person. She does a good job, doesn't she?
She's amazing. Thank you.
The one you put up with the coaches trying to guess the name,
mm-hmm.
that was awesome.
That was a fun one.
How do you do that? Do you just love doing stuff, putting
mm-hmm.
stuff like that?
Yes, I like making the graphics. I do that for the team, and we come up with ideas for the TikToks and the reels on Instagram. So we all kind of come together, and then I just put them together.
Okay, so how can people follow the shadows on social media? The handle, what is it?
Shadows Dance Team.
That's simple enough. Sorry. All right, you got a big competition coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, we go to St. Cloud. We'll see some big teams there. That's usually one of our bigger competitions, and we travel far for that one, but it's a fun one.
Who's in it? Mostly a lot of teams at state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. I think, St. Cloud obviously be there. Holdingford, YME, is Crosby going to be there? I don't know.
Is it Broda?
I think it's Broda's going to be there.
Holly's usually there.
Yeah, okay. Holly's usually there. I don't know. Monty usually, maybe?
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to take a picture. She's taking it. There, we're going to get a picture taken. She likes taking pictures. You guys got a lot of pictures taken down there. We're seeing them, right?
Yes, we did.
I know your families are waiting for you down there. Don't want to keep you from that, so... Congratulations on tonight. It's been a fun night.
Thank you.
All right. Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy. Seniors wrapping up. They ain't got a few dance competitions left, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the goal? Go to state?
Yeah.
I hope that's the goal.
Yeah, always.
Okay, thanks, girls.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Dee Dee and I will kind of wrap things up here, I think. I was trying to get a hold of Shauna from Cambie, Minnesota, but I don't see her down there. Do you?
Nope. No, I don't. And, you know, they got to probably catch the bus and head back. And,
right. All right. So let's go through the finals again as we wrap it up here.
Okay. So in JV Jazz, it was Monty in third, Wyoming in second, and Lacaprow came home with first. And in Varsity Jazz, it was Holly. I got to look at my sheet here. Varsity High Kick. Oh, Varsity High Kick was Holly in third, Wyoming in second, and Lacaprow Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows came home with first. And in
Varsity Jazz, yep.
Yep, in Varsity Jazz, it was Holly in Holly in third, Wyoming in second, and Lacaprow Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows in first. And then in High Kick, we came with JV was Wyoming in third, Monty in second, and our Shadows came home in first. And in Varsity, Holly was third, Wyoming was second, and our Shadows were first. So good home performances and a good start. You could feel the energy when they were talking.
Yeah.
They're really excited, and they should be. They worked very hard over Christmas break, and it showed tonight.
All right, real good, Dee Dee. Thank you for helping out tonight. It's been fun.
Sure. Obviously, I enjoy dance, too, and I always enjoy working with you. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right, and we'll do it again, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Section is what? The first weekend of March, I think.
No, February.
Or February. February, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first weekend, and, of course, sections is what decides, who decides, you know, who goes to state, and then it's the Super Bowl of dance, which is state.
That's right. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up here from Lacaprow Valley. Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to our sponsors here on Q92 sponsoring high school sports, and thanks to Phil back at the studio tonight. And with that, we'll turn it back to you, Phil.
Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.